Points to consider. Have you got enough oxygen? Oxygen cylinders should be easily portable but also allow adequate flow rates, for example 15 litres per minute, until an ambulance arrives or the patient fully recovers. Consider what size of cylinder to use and whether you need a second one in case the first is at risk of running out. This is particularly important if the practice is located in a remote area or where traffic can be especially busy. Check at least weekly that oxygen and all other equipment is in date, available and functioning correctly. Is your AED suitable for children? If you treat children in the practice, check that the AED has a switch facility enabling use on children or separate pediatric pads which can be used.